Oliver Cromwell won the Civil War. The English people were expecting a little bit more out of that revolution that they sacrificed so much for, but as people in America and Russia will tell you, revolutions don't always turn out the way you expect them to turn out. And for certain, particularly a group of people called the Diggers, their freedom was violated by Oliver Cromwell and Oliver Cromwell's troops. Now, this song was written in 1974 by a songwriter called Leon Russellson, and he wrote it using almost exclusively the words of the Digger prophet Gerald Winstanley. Winstanley said, "The freedom is a person who would turn the world upside down. No wonder he has so many enemies." And I think that in this general election, where the Tories are forever sprouting the words freedom, by which they mean the freedom to have a free market, free stocks and shares, and also a free enterprise system that exploits the freedom to exploit other people. That's what they mean when they talk about freedom. I think it's about time that the left wing in this country recaptured freedom for the ordinary working people and what it means. This is for you. It's called The World Turned Upside Down. By the laws, they were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. "We come in peace," they said to Diggum, "so we come to work the lands in common hands to make waste ground grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it shall be a common treasury for all. Not a single property we do disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder, they took the land, and now everywhere the wars rise up at their command. They made the laws to chain us well, and the clergy puzzle us with heaven or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds rich while poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We build a bow to the masters or pay rent to the lords. We are free men, we are poor. Diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now. From the men of property, the orders came, and they sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim, tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed, but still the vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. This earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We came in peace, the orders came to cut them down. Unbelievable that the Conservative Party can go on so much about living in democracy and what democracy is to them without acknowledging that we wouldn't have democracy in this country if it hadn't been for the sacrifice of countless millions of Soviet soldiers and citizens in World War II who fought the Nazi army that was poised to overrun this country. By their sacrifice, they gave us time to arm ourselves and to fight the Nazi terror. I want to sing this song for you. It was written by a Scottish folk singer called Dick Gochan. It's called Think Again. Do you think that the Russians want war? These are the parents of children who died in the last one. Think that it's possible, knowing their past, that they'd ever consider repeating the last, when 20 million were slaughtered by Nazi invasion. They tried fighting on our side, you know, in a fight to defend humankind against Nazi terror and hatred.
bitterly torn in the name of our children as yet to be born. Before we do that, which can never be undone, I beg of you, think again and again and again and again and again. Russians want war. These are the children, parents who died in the last one. Do you think that they want to go through that again? The destruction, the suffering, the bloodshed and pain. In the Second World War, out of every three dead, one was Russian. If we try with all of our power, find a way to peacefully settle our difference. In the name of humanity, bitterly torn, in the name of our children as yet to be born. Before we do that, which can never be undone, I beg of you, think again and again and again and again and again. Russians want war. Will the voice of insanity lead you to total destruction? Will you stumble to death as though you were blind? Will you cause the destruction of all humankind? Will you die because you don't like their political system? There will be no survivors, you know. To scream in the night and condemn our stupidity. In the name of humanity, bitterly torn, in the name of our children as yet to be born. Before we do that, which can never be undone, I beg of you, think again and again and again and again and again. Save them from themselves. Help save the suntan surfer boys and the California girls. Our lights go out in the rest of the world. What do our cousins say? They're playing in the sun and having fun, fun, fun. Too daddy takes the gun away. From the big church to the big river and out to the shining sea. This is the land of opportunity and there's a monkey jar on TV. With their freezers full, is dancing in their seats. While outside another nation is sleeping in the streets. Don't tell me the old story. Tell me the truth this time. It's Comrade Yuri Gagarin, an enemy or a friend of mine. So. Of the world, upside the boys in uniform, their mothers and their faithful girls. Listen to the voice of the soldier down in the killing zone, talking about the cost of leaving and the price of bringing him home. They're already shipping the body bags down below the Rio Grande, but you can fight for democracy at home and not in some foreign land. And the fight of the great United States is entwined in the fate of us all. And the incident at Chernobyl proves the world we live in is very small. And the cities of Europe have burned before, and they may yet burn again. And if they do, I hope you understand that Washington will burn with them. Omaha will burn with them. Los Alamos will burn with them. Just in case you think that's just knee-jerk anti-Americanism, a sort of an inverse Kenny Everett with his big hand sort of vibe, this is a song written in honour and recognition of some of the great things that America has produced in its 200 years of history. With the money from her accident, she bought herself a mobile home. At least she could get some enjoyment out of being alone. No one could say she was left up on the shelf. It's you and me against the world, kid, she mumbled to herself. When the world falls apart, something stays in place. Levi stops, tears run down his face. She ran away from home in her mother's best coat. She was married before she was even entitled to vote. But her husband was one of those blokes that sought to run it off to his own jokes. The social war takes away, and when it wasn't a war, he left anyway. When the world falls apart, something stays in place. Levi stops, tears run down his face. Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong are here to make right everything that's wrong. Holland and Lamont does here too. I'm here to make it all okay with you. And one dark night came up from the sea and put a hole in her body. When I hold you, baby. Yeah, the more to see you walking out the door. And now they stitch her back together. They left the heart pieces on the floor. When the world falls apart, something stays in place. She takes off the foretops tape and puts it back in its case. When the world falls apart, something stays in place. Levi stops tears. As always at these incredibly heavy political gigs, we always have a lot of members of the softy tendency in, who are the ones with the tattoos on their arm, are selling the newspapers and stuff, and humping all the gear around, and just before you go on the stage, they grab you by the arm and say, Bill, hey! They say, you will play the Saturday Boy for me, won't you? So if you're a closet softy,
is the one to give you the. This is the one to get your paper handkerchiefs out for.
Softy closet, yes, sir.
I'll never forget first day I met her. That September morning was clear and fresh. The way she spoke and laughed at my jokes, and the way she rubbed herself against the edge of my desk. She became a magic mystery to me, and we sit together in Double Street twice a week, and some days we'd walk the same way home, and it's surprising how quick a little rain can clear the streets. We dreamed of her and compared our dreams, but that was all that I ever tasted. But she lied to me, the body you see, and I lied to myself about the chances I wasted. The times when we were close, with far and near between, and the darkness of the dances in the school canteen. Did she close her eyes as I did, and we held each other tight, and la 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 la.
What does it mean, boys and girls?
Still hold that memory soft and sweet, and I stare up the window as I walk down her street. But I never made the first team, I just made the first team laugh, and she never came to the phone, she was always in a bar. In the end it took me a dictionary to find out the meaning of unrequited. While she was giving herself for free at a party to which I was never invited. I never understood. I hide my humble hopes now.
Thinking back, folks, she made us wanna.
A girl not old enough to shave her legs.
Dangerous sort of thing to have, but I want you to see it because I couldn't believe it until somebody actually got one and brought it to me and showed it to me. Now, if you just want to push back at the front, otherwise you may well be contaminated. Wiggy, please bring me on those pages from the sun. Now, the reason why I have a piece of the sun in my hand is because there was something on Monday in this newspaper that even I, someone who knows how low they would sink, was something I couldn't even believe. And I figured the Billy Bragg sort of Red Wedge audience may not be avid sun readers, so they may have missed this out. I want you to just tell you what happened on Monday in the sun. They said, we've got the poll, the others passed over. What they did was they contacted a medium and psychic investigator called Nella Jones, and she contacted the spirit world on behalf of sun readers to find out the voting intentions of those who may have passed on before us. And consequently, the Sun was able to print the headline, Why I'm Back in Kinnock, by Joseph Stalin. There it is. Joseph. Yes. Keir Hardie. Keir Hardie is, unfortunately, Keir Hardie's voting Alliance. I always knew he was a wally. Henry VIII is voting Conservative on account he'll vote for any party what chops people's heads off if they won't go on YTS schemes. Horatio Nelson is voting Conservative, no doubt, because of the Conservatives' policies towards handicapped people. He's hoping to sort himself out. Boadicea, ancient queen who led a revolt, died in AD 60. Well, she's voting Conservative. I think that's a big coup for the feminist vote there. And what's going to be happening is those of you who need to get to your creches, you'll be able to get a chariot with big spikes on the wheels to ride through the streets and burn the old creche down. And lastly, but by no means least, Genghis Khan is a don't know. He said, I don't know. How are you going to vote? I don't know. Now, you may think that makes him out to be an Alliance voter. And the thought of Genghis Khan storming down and voting Alliance with his golden horde. Unfortunately, Genghis Khan is quoted as saying, and I quote from Genghis Khan here, democracy has cost you your mighty empire. So he says, remember the fighting spirit of the men of Rorke's Drift who held back the Zulu tide and the heroes of Goose Green. For someone who's been dead for 700 years, he's fucking well informed, isn't he? Unfortunately, I certainly hope he's not. Yeah, I hope he's not. Disguised as Robin Day, no doubt. Unfortunately, they were unable to contact Adolf Hitler because, as you know, he's not dead. And not only is he voting Conservative, he's actually standing for them in a Birmingham constituency. So, and the most shameful, saddest thing about the whole issue, this whole ridiculous thing, is that it's actually written by, he's actually put his name to it, it says here, Gary Bushell. Now, despite 2 years of expulsions, this man is still a member of the Labour Party. I want to know why. I want to find out why this man still is. This song is about newspapers, and I want to remind you that the newspapers that are telling you that the Beastie Boys are a threat to your person are also trying to tell you the Labour Party is a threat to your person and that the Russians are a threat to your person. Don't listen. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. It says here the unions will never learn. It says here economy's on the upturn. And it says here we should be proud that we are free. But our free press reflects our democracy. Those crying voices on the right of the house are echoed down the street of shame. Where politics mix with bingo and tits in a money and numbers game. Will I offer you a feature on stockings and suspenders next door for us to a penalty for sex offenders? It says here that this year's prince is born. It says here you ever wish that you were better informed. And it says here that we could only stop the rot with a large dose of law and order and a touch and a short sharp shock. If this does nothing for guilt, you should understand those who own the papers also own this land. And then rather you believed in Coronation Street capers and the law of circulation, it sells newspapers. Could it be an infringement of the freedom of the press to print pictures of women in states of undress? When you wake up to the fact that you're paper is Tory, and when you wake up to the fact that the Liberals you voted for are now in an alliance with the Tories and their Tories as well, and your local council are Tories, just remember there are two sides to every alliance vote. Thank you. Well,
Really, I think that explains a lot about the intentions of the alliance in this general election, where Dr. David Owen's head is coming from, whatever the other little David is hoping. I think we all know that it's David Owen's career that's at stake when you vote alliance. And I think if everybody around the country could see what's happened recently in the local elections in Wolverhampton, how the Liberals and the Tories have stuck together like the shysters they are, I think a lot of people would think twice. I want to dedicate this song to those of you who haven't yet taken part in any political action at all. Those of you who've got perhaps to vote for the first time on June the 11th, I think our greatest enemy, apart from Margaret Thatcher, is apathy among young people. Apathy among people who don't think that voting can change anything. I assure you that Margaret Thatcher, who was voted in on the votes of less than 35% of the people of this country, has changed this country in the last 8 years, almost beyond recognition for the ordinary working people. So I want to dedicate this song to those of you who are thinking of going along there on June the 11th, make sure you at least vote. There are people around the world in countries like South Africa who are dying every day just for the right to have a vote. It's something that we have. I implore you, go out there and make that vote count on June the 11th. This is for you. It's called Days Like These. It became so powerful by sinking foreign boats, dreaming up new promises, cause promises win votes, and be resolute in conference with the admin's expertise. The majority by their silence should pay for days like these. The right to build communities is back behind closed doors. Between government and people stands the right arm of the law. And shame upon the patriot when the mark of the bulldog breed is a family without a home and a pensioner in need. Those whose lives are ruled by dogma are waiting for a sign. The better dead than Renbury guides are listening on the line. And are you really so surprised to hear Norman Tebbit sigh that no one with a conscience voted Tory anyway? Can achieve. And wearing badges is not enough on days like these. Thank you very much. Good night. Before we go on, there's something I'd like to draw your attention to, and that is the case of Somraj, who is being deported, a member of the National Union of Journalists, who's been deported, moved into this country in 1983 as a visitor from India. He's now married to someone born in this country. Also, he's got two kids here. They're trying to deport him. He's a member of the NUJ. We must obviously stand up against racism wherever we find it, even if it's in government, even if it's organised racism. We must stand up and fight against this. And there's a demonstration here in Wolverhampton tomorrow, Saturday the 6th of June. Assemble at 12 o'clock noon in West Park,
Wolverhampton and a march to the Civic Centre for a rally which is organised by the NUJ and the Somraj Defence Campaign. I implore you, if you have the time, to go along and support this chap and stand up against organised racism. Racism is something that doesn't just occur in pubs and clubs in this country, doesn't just occur where you work. Racism in this country runs right through the establishment. Every inch of the establishment has racism in it that was built up over years and years. I want to carry on by thanking the local Labour Party for helping us organise today's event and for helping us, feeding us, looking after us. I implore you not to leave it just to them for June 11th, to get some stickers, get some posters, to get out there, talk about it with the people you knock around with, try and bring up the subject, see what they're going to do, ask them why, if they're voting Labour, ask them why they're voting Labour. They may just be voting Labour because their mum says so, which is probably not a good reason to vote Labour, even if it's a good vote. So go around and help the local Labour Party to organise, particularly in this area. I implore you to. I was very... when we first started doing this Red Wedge stuff, I got a lot of stick off people further to the left of me who said, as soon as Kinnock is put under any pressure about removing nuclear weapons, he'll just wobble out. I was very proud last week to see him reminding everybody that Polaris will be decommissioned within 2 weeks of a Labour government. Not just because it made my position more tenable to say to people, I told you so. Not just because it helped us out with our image, but because it meant so much to those ordinary people in the Labour Party and the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament who have been working towards getting this next election, the people of Great Britain having the choice of whether or not they want to live in the shadow of a nuclear holocaust. I want to dedicate this song to those of you who have been working towards this end. I believe this general election is about defence. It's about defence of people's jobs. It's about defence of people's education. It's about defence of the National Health Service. It's about defence of an ordinary standard of living for everybody in this country, whatever race, creed, sex, whatever. This is called Between the Wars. I was a miner. I was a trucker. I was a railway man. Between the wars, I raised a family in time of austerity with sweat at the foundry. Between the wars, I played the union, and as times got harder, I looked to the government to help the working man. The dime of prosperity down at the armory, we're arming for peace, me boys. Between the wars, I kept the faith and I kept voting not for the iron fist but for the helping hand. For this is a land with a wall around it, and mine is a faith. My fellow man, this is a land of hope and glory. Mine is the green field and the factory floor. There's our skies so dark with bombers, and mine is the peace we knew between the wars. Call up the craftsman, bring me the draftsman. From cradle to grave, and I'll give my consent to any government that does not deny a man a living wage. Go find the young men, never to fight again. Bring up the banners from the days gone by. Sweet moderation, heart of this nation, desert us not, we are between the wars.